Greetings and welcome back to TanakhStudy.com. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. TanakhStudy.com is the podcast program where we teach and study the Parashat HaShavua over the course of six podcasts during the week in which that parasha is read. I have the distinct honor of studying the second half of Sefer Shemot with you, and we are now in the middle of Parashat Tetzaveh, truly in the middle, because we have completed three of our six podcasts. This is number four, and we are looking at Perek Chaf Tet. We are right now at Pasuk Yod Tet, in the middle of the description of the inauguration of the Kohanim. We'll pick up right where we left off. Remember that one ayil has been brought as an offering, as an olah. The par was brought as a chatat, but a chatat hanisrefet. And now in Pasuk Yod Tet, v'lakachta eita ayil asheni. Now you, Moshe, are to take the second ram. Samacha Aaron v'Nav didem al Rosh Ayil, and again Aaron v'Nav are going to do smicha on this ayil. V'shachatata ayil, you then slaughter the ayil. V'lakachta midamo v'natata al tnuch ozen Aaron v'al tnuch ozen banav ha'imanit v'al bo'en yadam ha'imanit v'al bo'en raglam ha'imanit. And now we hear something we haven't heard before. We will hear it again in two other contexts: Kiddush Halevi'im and Tarat Hametzora. But you slaughter the ayil and you take the dam. Now, what would you normally do with the dam of a korban? And we know it's a korban because smicha was done on it. Normally, you would put the dam on the mizbeach. Here, you take the dam and you put it on the lobe of Aharon's ear and the lobe of his son's ears. In which lobe? The right lobe, the right side. Abon yadam haymanit, on the thumb of their right hands. Abon raglam haymanit, and on the big toe of their right foot. And then you take the rest of the dam, you throw it on the mizbech again, saviv, as we saw with the first aisle, which means to daub it on the two corners of the mizbeach so that every wall of the mizbeach has a dam on it. Okay, this now seems to be the step that's really inaugurating them. There was an offering brought on their behalf. They did not bring this offering. Moshe brought the offering, but, or Bnei Israel did, but it was the offering brought on their behalf. But with this final korban, they are actively involved and, if you will, almost act as a pre-mizbeach, so that the dam is put on different parts of their body before it's put on the real mizbeach, and that sanctifies them. And now you take from the dam that's on the mizbeach, umishemen hamishcha. So you take some of the shemen hamishcha, some of the oil that we've already talked about earlier in this perek, as being used to anoint Aaron uvanav on their heads. You mix that with the dam that's on the mizbeach. Vizeta al Aharon v'al b'gadav. You do a haza'ah. Haza'ah means sprinkling. So you're going to put your hands and do a haza'ah, much like we see with Nechatat, with the paraduma, much as we see with the matanot that are done in Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom HaKippurim and in the Kodesh on Yom HaKippurim. Al Aharon v'al b'gadav, on Aharon and on the b'gadim that he's wearing. And on his sons, and on their garments that they're wearing. And here we go. He and his begadim become sanctified. And his sons, and his sons' garments with him. And the emphasis is with him. In other words, the sanctification of Aaron's sons is an extension of the sanctification of Aaron himself. And it is the dam of the korban that's brought on their behalf, that was first put on them directly, that is mixed with Shemen HaMishcha, and effectively what we have is that Aharon and his sons and their special begadim, and this is why they had to be described in the previous perek, are now going to be raised to a level of a mizbeach. And so on the one hand, they are sanctified like a mizbeach with the Shemen HaMishcha, and on the other hand, they are inaugurated with the term that we're familiar with is a chinuch, meaning their first use, which inaugurates them, and that's the dam. And the dam and the shemen together bring us to that level. And now, v'lakachta min ha'ayil, so remember we got an ayil that we just killed, used all the dam for these purposes. What about the ayil? Ha'chelev v'ha'aliyah, v'tachelev v'chaseh t'akerev, v'toter t'akaveh v'shtei kolev v'chelev asher aleihen, v'yit shol kayamin. So let's take a look at this. We take the ram, the fats, the aliyah is the tail, the chelum chaset hakerav, the fats that cover the stomach, the Yoter HaKaved, that part that's attached to the liver, v'chtei HaKlayot, the two kidneys, v'tachel HaShorlein, and the fats on them. In other words, all the innards. V'eit Shokayamin, the right back leg. Why? Ki El Miluim Hu. Now remember that this is all a process of Miluim, as we saw, V'yumeleta Yad Aharon, you're going to inaugurate. And that process is called Miluim. So it is the El HaMiluim. And therefore, you're going to be taking these particular pieces. Let's see what you're going to do with them. V'chikar lechem achat. Remember, we had lechem matzot and chalat matzot and ukik matzot. Three kinds of loaves. So you're going to take one loaf of lechem, v'chalat lechem, v'shemen achat, one of the chalot that has shemen inside of it, v'rakik echad, one of the crackers that would have shemen rubbed on top. Misal haMatzot asher lifnei Adonai. You're going to take it from the basket of the matzot that's sitting before Hashem. Now, so we have here all the fats, the shokayamin, the one loaf of each of the three loaves, samta hakol al kapei Aharon v'al kapei banav. You're going to put all of them on Aharon and his son's hands. V'nafta otam tunufa lifnei Adonai. You're going to lift them up before Hashem. And the simple read of it is that you're going to put your hands under their hands and together lift all of these things up as an offering before Hashem. Lakachta otam miyadam. And then you will take them back from them. Now this is a ceremony similar to Minchat Omer, a ceremony similar to Minchat Sota, a ceremony similar to Kiddush HaLevi'im, where the participant raises them up. And by the way, the same deed applies to all Shlamim. When somebody brings a shlamim and gives the chazen shok to the kohanim, they have to lift it up, do a tnufa. So these things are all sort of symbolically being brought to God. Lakachta otam miyadam, then you, Moshe, take them from them. V'iktarta mizbecha al ha'olah. And then you burn them with the olah. Remember, the olah is there from the original, the first ayo. Reach nechoach lifnei Adonai, ishehu l'Adonai. So this is, again, a sweet smell to Hashem, a burnt offering to Hashem. But remember, now there's a whole other bunch of parts of the ayil that have not been identified or assigned. Lakachtata chazeh. Now you take the chest, the torso, from the second ayil, which is now being called El HaMiluim. The other one is an olah. Mi'el HaMiluim asher li'aron, ve'nafta uto tunufa lifnei Adonai. And you lift it up, again, as a separate tunufa, ayal lecha lemana, and it becomes a portion for you. You're going to eat that. V'kidashta et chazei ha'tnufa, and you're going to then sanctify the chazei ha'tnufa, that chest which was lifted up. V'et shok ha'truma, remember the leg, the back leg that was lifted up also, tnufa and truma being to some extent synonymous. Asher hunaf, asher huram, that were lifted and were sanctified. Me'el ha'miluim, me'asher l'arona, me'asher l'vana, from this el ha'miluim that belongs to Aaron and their sons. Now, however, this now becomes a permanent gift for Aaron Uvanav. Me'et b'nei Yisrael ki tumahu. It is a truma, a tithing gift. Whenever b'nei Yisrael brings shlamim, this will be the gift that they give. Trumatam l'Adonai. They give it to Hashem, and Hashem then gives it to the Kohanim. And indeed, that is the halacha, as I mentioned earlier on, that whenever you bring a korban shlamim, you have the chazeh v'ashok, the torso and the back leg are given to the Kohanim. There is a tnufa, they lift it up together, which means you're giving it to God. God then gives it to the Kohanim, and it's theirs to eat. And now we conclude with the picture here of the Miluim. These sanctified clothes that belong to Aaron will then become his sons, which means you don't need to make new begadim for each Kohen. And there is such a thing as a continuity to the Kuna Gdolah. L'moshchavahem u'lemaleivam et yadam, in order to anoint them and to inaugurate them. So by putting those clothes, as we will see happen later on in Parshat Chukat, when Aharon's clothes are taken off and put on Elazar, this is how they are inaugurated. Shivat yamim. Now this procedure is going to happen once. And now we're told, Shivat yamim yilbasham ha'kohen ha'tochtav tatav mibanav. That for 7 days, the Kohen who takes his place, one of Aaron's sons, who takes his place as the Kohen Gadol, will put them on. When he wants to come to worship, he'll wear them for 7 days as part of the inauguration. And we're going to hear later on that there is an inauguration here that takes place for 7 days at this point at the construction, at the final dedication of the Mishkan. Et Elam Miluim Tikach. Now, what are you going to do with that Elam Miluim? V'shaltar psaro makom kadosh. You're going to cook the meat in the Kodesh, in the makom kadosh, in the chatzer. V'achalu Aharon uvanav et b'sar ha'ayil. Who's going to eat it? Aharon uvanav. Et halacham asher basal. And the breads, all those different breads, the nitzal, petach ha'moed, they'll eat it there. And this now is symbolizing two different things. One of them is the future eating of Chazev HaShok from Shlamim, and the future eating of Menachot, which is eaten only by the Kohanim, Zichrei Kuna, the male Kohanim, in the Azara. V'achlu otam asher kupar b'hem. And they'll eat it, and that's how they get kapara. V'malei et yadam mekadesh otam. And they get inaugurating them and sanctifying them. V'zar lo yuchal ki kodeshim. These things are sanctified. They cannot be eaten by a zar. Zar is a relative term. It means an outsider. In this case, an outsider is anybody who is not Aaron or his sons. Now, v'im yivater mibesar miluim min alechem ad haboker. If anything is left over from the meat of the miluim or from the bread till morning, saraftata notar ba'esh lo yachal ki kodeshu. You have to burn whatever is left over. Can't be eaten. It's kodesh. And this reminds us of what we heard already in the context of the Korban Pesach back in Perek Yod Bet. Now, so far, this is all going to be done one time. That's what we've heard. And we hear that later on, there's going to be something with the donning of the clothes for 7 days, but that's all we've gotten. Suddenly, we get new news. This is what you're going to do for Aaron and their sons. Yochol asher tziviti otacha, just as I commanded you. Shivat yamim tamalei adam. You're going to do this inauguration for 7 days, which means everything we just read about is going to happen 7 times. Because remember, none of the meat can be used past its night, etc. Ufar chatat asel hayom al kippurim. So what are you going to do? Remember, parchatat, which you are going to use for the kippurim, and kind of a hint to the parchatat of Yom HaKippurim. Chiteta al hamizbeach mechapercha alav. And you're going to expiate on the mizbeach when you do kapara, which it might be also kind of a covering and protection. Mashachta otol kadsho. And then you anoint it to sanctify the mizbeach. Shivat yamim tachaper al mizbeach. So not only are Aharon uvanav going to be inaugurated for 7 days of repeating the ceremony each day, but also for those 7 days you're going to do kapara al mizbeach, kidashta oto. So it gets sanctified as Aharon, his sons, their clothes, and again they become kind of like a mizbeach, and the mizbeach itself becomes sanctified. But it is a course of 7 days; it doesn't happen in one day. What's the result of that? Vayah Mizbeach Kodesh Kodashim. The Mizbeach will now be Kodesh Kodashim. Simple read of it is not the same Kodesh Kodashim that we had before in describing a zone inside the Mishkan, but rather it's going to be holy among all the holy things, not holier than, but holy among all of the holier things, or perhaps the focal point for all the Kodashim, read Korbanot. And Kolanogea b'Mizbeach Yikdash. Kolanogea here does not mean people, but rather any animal. Any animal that comes in contact with the Mizbeach has to go on the Mizbeach. Korbanot she'olim al Mizbeach lo yirdu. Anything that goes up on the Mizbeach can never be taken down until it's completed its offering. Okay, we'll pause at this point and just for a moment take a look at the structure here of the first 38 psukim, 37 psukim of this parak, which comprise a description of the inauguration of the Kiddush HaKohanim. In Perek Chavchet, we got a description of all of the clothes, which are necessary because the clothes and the Kohanim themselves are both going through a parallel ritual, and that's why at some point the Hazaah is going to be both on the men and on the garments that they're wearing. We hear about all the different things that have to be brought and the procedure that happens. First is a parchatat. The chatat's always first because the chatat expiates and opens up the door to the next step. Then there's a Korban Olah. But remember, the Korban Olah is brought by Moshe, so Aaron and Vanav haven't yet done anything because they're really not in a position to do it. The next aisle is brought as the Korban, whose dam is used to actually sanctify them. And when all of that happens, then Aharon uvanav, we would think, and their clothes would now be sanctified. And at the end, we find out this has to happen not for once, but for 7 days in a row, seemingly in a row, and that only at the end of that will they become sanctified, and then they'll be able to take over the avodah. So there's a special assignment here of assigning Moshe to the position of the officiant up until that point where Aaron and his sons can take over. In the next podcast, we're going to take a look at a relatively short piece, which will sound very familiar. We'll identify the distinctions between this and the familiar one, which is the special Korban Tamid that's described here, and then follow that with the last podcast about the Mizbeach HaZahav, the golden Mizbeach, and the Ketoret. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.